I think sometimes it helps to say briefly why somebody's doing something, why I'm making these deals available. I made a mistake, and that is I removed the blocks on students seeing the next assignment, the Unit 1 essays. And when I did that, I had not made that error for a long, long time. But what I've got is several of you at different levels, and it requires a kind of a complex, as this little table below shows you, some complex deals I've tried to work through to be fair to everybody. But I also have to make sure that some of you are forewarned about what you're really doing, that you start to see yourself as bosses and profs will see you. And no matter where you are in this process, I want you to have the best chance possible for your grade and your skills. So let me just highlight the left column, because the way you're going to find the deal that's best for you is you're going to read the left column about what you did. You know what you did. And then when you find the row that matches you, then you're going to read across for the deal. And it's always a good deal either to reduce your work or increase your average or both. And then it sometimes tells you that you've got to do something to get the deal, but always you have to do something because by your doing that experience, you've got a better chance of winning. If you don't know where you sit in this, then call me at my office hours and or email me, and I'll try to talk with you so you know what to do. Now, the FAQs in this link also tell you how to reach me for the coming week, because I'm going to give more hours and more options for trying to reach me. So what's the first row? The first row is for the person who didn't do any writing assignment except Unit 1, but boy, did that person do a good job. Made a C, which is a very good grade, especially for a first time out. And a C is 35 points out of 50. And in that case, that person, if you read across, if you're that person and you read across the row, you have a chance to get the points for Unit 3's essays without doing Unit 3's essays. So that's a good deal for those who have figured out things on their own. If you did the unit essay only, but you didn't do as well, I offer you a chance to earn the points that your colleagues could have made for the doing the extra credit work on History Changes essay. And that says that you will go and do what they were supposed to do. If you need help in knowing what that is, talk to me about it. But that way you have a chance to get the extra credit too, and you've got a better chance to have a really good thing to bring up your average. Some of you made less than a C, and you did the History Changes essay, and you may or may not have done it, done the required comparison. So if you fit in that category and you did do what I asked you to do, then you're just going to email me and say, or better yet, I think call me very briefly. Because if you messed up, you didn't replace the habit yet, I bet you from what I've seen that I think I know why some of you made the mistake again. So I didn't give you that tip before, give me a chance to give it to you now. If you didn't do what you were supposed to do with that History Changes essay, I sent you an email a long time ago, and you can do it now. And if you want to see Unit 2 essays, you will do it now. But you still earn the 20 points extra credit, so it's worth it. And the last is for those of you who did no writing work, and you can get a chance to also help yourself. So those are the deals, and I hope if you need questions answered, please let me know.